to Habakkuk 2. And one of the things that I'm going to start with here is we're casting the vision. It's Vision Sunday for Full Circle Church. And one of the things the Lord is speaking my heart about is getting ready to do something really special and something new. Amen. And sometimes, you know, when God does something special and something new, He takes us out of our comfort zone.
Amen.
We have a tendency to want to stay in the comfort zone.
Yep.
But when God's getting ready to do something that's out of the ordinary, He takes you out of your comfort zone.
Amen.
Yes.
And the scripture reference I want to give this morning, I thank God for the team that's allowed me to stand up for a couple minutes to talk. They know that I have a problem sitting still. And they have patience with me. Hallelujah. But where I want to take you is verse number 3. Where the word of God says this. He says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." You know, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, and I want to get into your hearts today, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which speaks about the past, the present, and the future. So first I want to start a little bit, because some of you may not know, and I want you to know, not only here, but on the website, for those that are listening, that when we first planted this ministry, we're going to talk about past in 2005. Shortly after we planted this ministry, there was a death. Gaitha's husband passed away. And I went to Gaitha's house to minister. And I had the opportunity to lead JJ and Travis to the Lord. JJ and Travis came into ministry as my right hand and my left hand. I raised them up, I discipled them, I helped them grow in ministry. And it's kind of interesting because I don't know, I guess I always ministered out of death, but there was another death, a friend of Douglas. And I remember going to Bridgewater, to your house, your mom and dad's house in Bridgewater, and ministering to you. And then you began coming to Greatest Freedom Ministries, and then Corey became the governor of Greatest Freedom Ministries. And then JJ and Becca fell in love and got married, and Corey and Travis's relationship was restored and renewed and brought back together. And then all of a sudden there came the time when things were going. Then all of a sudden there was a time to send them out. Now, for the pastor, that's one of the hard times. But the Lord reminded me, "For whatsoever you sow, whatever you sow, you shall reap." And the Lord said to me, as I sowed and sent them out, that they would return.
Yeah,
amen. And they're back here today, amen, fulfilling the call of God, which God spoke years and years ago.
Yeah.
I was reminded by my brother Ben, which was my younger brother, he's also my mentor, that every time I was looking for something, and I was looking to try to manifest something, or manufacture something, or create something, my brother will remind me, "Remember what God said? Wait." How many know the waiting room is fun?
Amen.
Amen. But where the Lord wants to take us today, just for a moment, I told him that I wouldn't preach long, to Isaiah chapter 43. Amen. That's the church bells ringing for everybody to get attention. And here's where he wants to speak to us about in verse number 18 of Isaiah 43. He said, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And the Lord was reminding me to remind you, amen, that old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. The Lord spoke to me right here this morning and said, "He's doing some." It's like a fresh loaf of bread and having stale bread. If you mix the stale bread with the fresh bread, all the bread is going to become stale. And when God has saved us, He wants to motivate us, He says in His Word, forgetting those things that are behind. And pressing towards those things that are before. I look for the high mark of the calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, what He is saying to you and I is, He is getting ready to do something and He wants to motivate us. Nothing wasted. Listen to me. Nothing wasted. Everything that God has instilled in you is for a purpose and for a reason. But God's getting ready to do something we never witnessed before and we've never seen, and we can't imitate something we haven't seen. Sometimes we have a tendency of, oh, there's great change coming, and we try to imitate what we did before. If we continue to try to imitate what we did before, guess what? There's no new change.
That's right.
So God wants us to motivate us as the body that God's in the midst of this. God told me to do what we're doing.
Yeah, right.
Amen? And I hear the voice of the Lord clear.
Yeah.
There's no confusion in His voice. I hear His voice clear. And so He is saying to us that this, He has said He has motivated us. And what did He say? Behold, I will do a new thing.
Yes.
It shall spring forth, shall you not know it? In other words, what God is saying to you and I, He's motivated you and I to forget the things that are behind, that He's going to manifest something brand new.
Yes.
I was reminded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7, where the Word of God says, for the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. In other words, everything that's taking place is for our benefit. He's motivating us that He's going to manifest Himself. But what else did He say? He said, I will make a way in the wilderness.
Yes.
In other words, God said that He would maneuver us.
Yes.
That He would guide and direct us. The prophet Isaiah said that you'll hear a voice behind you in Isaiah 30:21, telling you which way to go when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left.
Yes.
Well, what the Lord was speaking to my heart about more than anything else, not only that we're motivated to leave the things behind, not only is God going to manifest Himself, not only is He going to maneuver us in this next way, but He's going to minister in a supernatural way.
Yeah.
He took me to John 7:38, and He said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. In other words, there's going to be rivers in the desert. There's going to be people in desert places. And God's going to use you and the body of Christ to minister rivers of living water to them. We serve the God of living water. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He has not changed.
Amen.
So what is He saying to us today? He wants to motivate us because there's a fresh manifestation that's coming.
Yes.
He will maneuver us and He will give us the steps. Guess what? These guys don't know exactly where they're going. God hadn't shown them everything. He's just giving them a little picture.
Amen.
And He showed them everything. They were trying to recreate it before it was time. And God doesn't let us see everything. That's where faith comes in.
Yes.
Amen. Anybody walking in faith here?
Yes.
So today, we're going to do something a little bit different. Like Jay kind of introduced. We're going to have an interview up here. So right now I'm going to ask my wife Jackie, Travis and Corey, and JJ and Beck to come up and get on the platform.
I didn't know we were being interviewed.
Hallelujah. I'm going to interview them.
Thank you, Pastor Carl, aka Pastor Dad.
boxes of tissues up here, but I don't see them, so I guess I better get on. God has spoken to us, Pastor Carl and I, over the past several years, and we've shared a little bit with you when he was talking to us about things that were coming, changes that were coming. I mean, we thought it would be like a couple of years ago. We thought it would be like soon after we heard from the Lord, but you know, he always is on time. His time is perfect, and we just love the Lord so much that we just wait. And sometimes I felt like I wasn't being very patient because I wanted to see it happen like right now. We live in a microwave world right now. We want things instantly, and sometimes we wait. So the words that we have been hearing, I'd say over the past 3 or 4 years, is that he was shifting, getting ready to do a new thing, doing things suddenly, doing something that has never been done before. And along with all this comes change. I know we really don't like change because we like our comfortable little way of doing things. But change is coming. It's a great thing. It's a very great thing. His word tells us in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I found one definition of change says, to replace with something else, especially something of the same kind that is newer. And we see that. They're newer than us. They were told the other day that, about a month ago, that they were pretty. And they are. They got beautiful hearts. Just wait till you get to know them a lot better. So, successfully navigating change, especially in the body of Christ, when we're in our comfort zone and we come in on Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings and we see the same faces, it's not easy, especially when we're talking about leadership, okay? We all have routines and are creatures of habit. If we allow, it is difficult for everyone, us, them, and especially you guys, because you are our kids too, okay? Change isn't always easy. For many of us, change is not comfortable. How we react is a game changer. Will we embrace it, question it, be excited for it? Our willingness to work together to be God pleasers will make a huge difference in doing things according to His word and His will, not only for the next generation of leadership, but each other in the congregation, all of us together, our church family. You are all family. My question to you, I have more than one. Are you willing to try? Will you work to stay positive? Can you stay open to having conversations? Are you willing to see things from someone else's perspective? This can and will be done as you embrace God's peace. As you pray and trust God to work, He will give you the assurance that He is in control. He will do this by giving you His peace. God doesn't give you circumstantial peace, but His peace. Amen. A peace which remains constant and undisturbed through every circumstance. His peace will quiet you and calm you. It will minister health to your nerves and rest to your spirit. God's peace is more powerful than anxiety, fear, or worry. And His peace will defeat the adversity that will try to attack your heart and mind. never, ever turn away from God's peace. Yield and surrender your heart and mind to His peace. Say, "Yes, Lord, I receive your peace."
Yes, Lord.
You do not need to understand why certain things are happening in order to have God's peace. His peace transcends your understanding. God's peace is the same peace that Jesus said He would give to you. It is a peace that the world cannot give you. His peace belongs to you because you belong to Him.
Amen.
Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Instead of being anxious about change, begin to pray about it. Prayer means that you have a God to go to and to talk to, who hears you and answers you. Mix your prayers with thankfulness. Thanksgiving reflects an attitude of gratefulness to God, and it shows that you truly trust Him to take care of you no matter what. Will you embrace His peace as you listen over the next several minutes on how we will all come, become a church body on fire for Jesus in the midst of change?
Amen. This year on my birthday, on May the 15th, I had one of the greatest gifts that was ever given to me. Travis and Corey and JJ and Becca came to visit me on my birthday, and God had given Travis a vision. And Travis, would you want to share the vision with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. You know, this week I've been praying as I share this vision with you that God will give you clarity after today. I realized that a few months ago we came in and kind of like a storm, and it's like, what, who, why, when, you know, and, you know, maybe we didn't do it perfect from the beginning, but our hearts were pure, I can promise you that. But I hope today you'll have clarity. I hope today that also that you'll have more courage and you'll realize that it's not us. It's not we, it's God in us that has given this vision that we can't back up on, we can't deny, and we got to move forward with it. And the last thing, I hope that sharing this vision today allows you to connect with us. Connect with us, because together, we're better. You know, I always tell my team, for those that don't know, I own 6 restaurants, I said there's no I in team. On earth, there is no I in team, but we have one I. It's Him, the great guy, who we're all looking towards, who we're all serving. But we need to connect, because we are a body. This is not about us, it's about we. JJ, stand up real quick. And it's about making an impact for the kingdom. See, if I take this finger, that's one person. I can only do so much, right? But if I take this fist, I'm not going to do it, but how much impact can we really make, right? How much impact can we really make? And this represents the body. This represents you, me, all of us working together for the same cause. We're all on the same team. We're Team Jesus. So hopefully today you will have more clarity, you'll have more courage, and you'll connect with us because we want to connect with you. You know, after I share, as I start to share this vision, I just want to make one thing clear. We did not leave our current church because we were unhappy. I love Grace Covenant Church. I was there for 13 years. I have personal relationships with the pastors and meet with them all the time. But God had a different plan. God had a different plan, and His plan's irrevocable. So we are here based off a vision that God's given us, and we feel that we need to move on. You know, a few months ago, I started praying to God and asking Him, Lord, what do you have for me outside of business? As Carl said, 18 years ago, as my stepfather passed away of a massive heart attack, he came into my mom's home, our home, and shared a salvation message with me. And I, too, was delivered from meth that night. And I've been clean for 18 years. And I knew from that point on that God had a bigger plan than just owning business. See, owning business is all about personal success. But having significance is all about others. And I wanted kingdom significance. I just didn't want personal success. And I've always had this desire in my heart and this longing and kind of missing place that I knew, that I knew, that I knew that God had something more. So as I started praying and praying and praying and asking God, I said, what do you have for me? What is it you want from me? I'm here, I'm willing to do whatever it is you want. And I heard the voice say, take over Greatest Freedom Ministries. And I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Listen, if I had it my way, I would still be in Grace Covenant Church. I would still be going to work. I would still be trying to be as comfortable as I can, doing what I was doing. But God is calling us to be uncomfortable. Because in the comfortable, we start to dig ruts. We start to dig ruts and become conditioned in one way. And what he did is he ripped me out. And he's just changed my world by saying, hey, take over Greatest Freedom. And I said, no. And I kept praying on it and praying on it. And in the midst of praying, Becca and JJ came a part of this vision. Full Circle Church, which you see here. This logo has so much meaning. This is about coming back from where it started. The colors, which they'll explain later. I mean, everything in this logo has so much meaning. And so I prayed, but I still needed more confirmation because I knew what was in my heart, but I wanted to make sure that it was the Lord speaking. So I told my wife, she thought I was crazy. She says, I'm with you. I'm with you. And I, you know, so she's been with me. So I went to Beck and JJ and I said, hey, I want y'all to pray on something. Pray what Full Circle Church means to you. All I said. So after about a week, I was walking a dog in the neighborhood, which we live in the same neighborhood. And Becca was outside. I think JJ was throwing a ball with the boys. Becca was outside pulling some weeds under a bush. And I said, hey, so what's the Lord been speaking to you? And JJ said, you know, I'm still trying to dig a little bit deeper on it. I haven't really heard anything clear. And we started having a conversation there a little bit. And Becca leans up from underneath the bush and she says, let me guess, you want to become a pastor and take over Greatest Freedom Ministry? And I said, done. Lord, have your way. But I said, yes, but with you guys. And, you know, we knew it was the Lord because one, of confirmation, but two, Becca and JJ were willing to drop everything that they were doing and also come along. And this vision has been so pure, it's been so vivid and understanding, and we're all on the same page. And we all understand what God's got, God's plans for us are. We've been in unity and harmony. It's been for real. It's real. But the bottom line is, church, I don't know about you, but I don't want to live a life of what ifs. What if I don't answer the call that the Lord has given me? Think about this. What if Noah didn't answer the call that the Lord gave him to build the ark? What if Moses didn't meet God face to face on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments? What if Paul, when things got tough, stopped preaching the gospel? But the Lord came to him in a vision and says, keep going. Do not be quiet. Preach it. What if Mary, who came in a dream, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to be like, oh, hey! But seriously, what if Mary... What if Mary The angel came to her in a dream and told her that she has favor with the Lord and that the Holy Spirit was going to impregnate her, right? What if she didn't say what she said? She said, Lord, in Travis' term, Lord, have your way in me. Do what your will is. What if all these people answered a call in the Bible that we can fall back on and we can get confidence in that when God speaks, it's time to move? Let's not live a life of what ifs. Let's move together. Because together, we're better.
Yes.
And I invite each one of you to come along with us. We don't know all the answers, but God does.
That's right.
What we do know is God spoke, and God's moving.
Yes.
And that the six of us are in unity and understand the purpose and the call that God's got on our life.
Amen.
Yeah, I'll share that gladly, but I just want to circle back to a part of the vision that Travis was talking about when we were in our circle back. So, there's all kinds of circles. If you look around, you'll start seeing circles, I promise. I promise everything will be a circle. But when we were in our driveway, it turned into a divine appointment of probably over an hour of just talking and dreaming and allowing God, what we were talking about physically while we were doing that, God was impregnating us with his vision and clarity. And Beck and I went to bed that night and we were like, what in the world just happened? When you make decisions like we make, usually as a married couple, you'll say, hey, let us pray about it and, we'll get back to you. But that didn't happen. We knew right then and there. We prayed, but we didn't pray in the driveway for God to give us unity in that moment. We were unified by the Spirit of God in that moment. And we went to bed that night and we're like, what just happened? And what just happened was we heard God's voice and we answered the call. And in that moment it was, what is this going to look like? All those questions came, but like Travis said, it doesn't matter because God spoke. And he'll give us clarity as we walk forward. For the details, because he's detailed, like I said earlier, he's detailed, he knows how much pressure to put on the jars. Just the perfect amount that they won't break, but they'll be perfect in his eyes. I'm going to start out the mission with a proverb that was downloaded at the very beginning of our time as we started praying into what Full Circle Church was going to be, and it's Proverbs 16. And it says this, we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. The Lord has made everything for his own purposes, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests the proud. They will surely be punished. Unfailing love and faithfulness make atonement for sin. By fearing the Lord, people avoid evil. When people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. Better to have a little with godliness than be rich and dishonest. We can make our own plans, but the Lord determines our steps. This is what we've been doing for the past couple months. Making plans, praying about them, and allowing God to determine the steps. Nothing that we're sharing with you today has came from our own hearts of flesh. These things that we're sharing with you are from the Spirit of God. It is his heart for us, his heart for you, his heart for Full Circle Church. So our mission is to follow Jesus, cultivate relationships, and change the world.
Amen.
The first part, follow Jesus. Now you may think that, that's just standard. We're all in here. We've decided to follow Jesus. We've given our hearts to Jesus. But follow Jesus is a mission step that we will continue to walk in until he takes us home. Follow Jesus first. Before we can experience the value of the next steps, we first have to come into that relationship with Jesus, which is very important, in which we have a heart to share the gospel with a community that needs him. But we also, as his children, need to be examples of what following Jesus looks like. We have to continue to follow Jesus. If we don't continue in that mission step of following Jesus, we won't be able to cultivate a relationship with each other or with him, and we won't be able to change the world. Follow Jesus, number one. Cultivate relationships is number two. Travis talked about better together. We are better together. And since he made me stand up, I'm going to make him stand up. Stand up with me, Travis. See, he did that. I did that. See how he fell off his feet? We're better together. We're stronger together. I just wanted to stand up. I just wanted him to stand up because when he poked my chest, it hurt. It did actually hurt a little bit. But we want to cultivate relationships because we're better together. We're more impactful as a unit. You can go far by yourself, but you can go much farther when you go as a group, right? You can run fast for a little while by yourself, but if you're with a group of people, you can go a little bit further, right? So we're going to cultivate a relationship with each other. Also, we're cultivating a relationship with him. Like, we're going to be disciples. We're going to be made into the best disciples that have ever walked on this earth. Because we're going to change the world, which is our next mission step. If we're not made into the true disciples that he's created us to be, we can't go on to change the world. And God has given us this mission to follow him, cultivate a relationship, and change the world. Change the world. This is the final mission step, right? Through the decisions we've made to follow Jesus and cultivate relationships not only with ourselves as a body, but with him, we are set up to change the world. Because he said it. The same power, listen, the same power that dwelled in Jesus when he was here and walked this earth dwells in you and I. Can we agree that Jesus changed this world? Did Jesus change this world when he came?
Yes.
The same power that dwells in him dwells in us. So that tells me that if he changed the world, we can too. But it's not anything that we're going to do or any power that we create or anything that we're doing on our own. It's through the relationship that we've created with him and allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. We will, without a doubt, change this world. Follow Jesus. Cultivate relationships, change the world. Together.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, JJ. You know, I was just reminded, there was an old show when you were speaking. It's called Mission Impossible. And but all things are possible through Christ. And this mission we establish and our trust and our hope in him. With the mission, we need to see where we're going. And that's where the vision comes in. Sometimes we don't see some things ahead of us, we might trip. Would you like to share some of the vision of
Full
Circle Church with us, please?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, everyone. I noticed that you have this little thing going on where you rest the microphone on your chin. Saves energy. I've never noticed that until I was up close. I'll circle back to you real quickly just to fill in a couple of gaps, because some of you might not know this, and I don't think it's been mentioned really clearly, but Corey and I are actually sisters. We're blood sisters. Blood sisters. So just in case you didn't know that. See, there are some people in here that didn't know that.
Just listen to them talk and laugh and you will see that.
Real quick, I have to say something. Corey and I got engaged. JJ and I lived together. We were best friends. We got saved together. After he saw Corey, he's like, "Man, does she have a younger sister?" I'm like, "Actually, she does. Actually, she does." No lie. 6 weeks later, they were engaged.
That wasn't quite where I was going to go with that. But I mean, now that it's out there, for all y'all know, we were only engaged for 6 weeks. We dated for 6 weeks, and then we got engaged after 6 weeks, and 1 year later, we were married. But 15 years later, we are more in love with each other and more in love with the Lord than we've ever been. good thing there. But yeah, Corey is my older sister, and there's so much significance to this whole story, and I'm really looking forward to having ongoing conversations with all of you all to share even more about all that God's done in our lives over the last 20 years, 15 for me, but even more for JJ and Travis, and the significance behind what it means to come back full circle. And we all have our own full circle stories. Like, we're all, you know, as far as this logo, like, we're all in different places of our journey and what God's doing in our lives. And this isn't just for us. This isn't just about our full circle moment, but we believe that this is going to apply to everyone's life, and that God, the work that God has started in your life, He's going to see it to completion. That every good thing that He said is going to happen for you is going to happen. So we're standing in agreement for that for you all as well. So as far as our vision, Jay mentioned, so our mission is to follow Jesus, cultivate relationships, change the world. You get it? Follow SCC, follow Jesus. Cultivate relationships, change. So what is going to be the unique expression of Full Circle Church? Like, what do we envision Full Circle Church being known for? Who are we going to be? What's the vision? So first and foremost, we want to be known as a congregation, as a body of believers, who together, as a family, we relentlessly and consistently pursue the power and the presence of God. Right? I mean, that is first and foremost. We will have nice, pretty services, but more than that, we are going for the power and the presence of God. Because we believe where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom and there's liberty. And we want to see signs, wonders, and miracles happen in our midst. So we're believing for a move of God. I'll just say we are fully convinced that we are on the brink of a great awakening, of a great revival for this community, for us individually, for all of us together as a body, and for this community and for this world. And we want to be a part of it. So we're going to contribute as Full Circle Church into a great awakening to see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So our vision is to be a church, number one, on fire for Jesus. Like, on fire for the Lord.
Amen.
Who seeks after His presence and who's willing to wait for Him and His presence to come. We want to be a church who is in love with His word. A church on fire for Jesus and a church in love with His word. Transformed by His truth. A church, a body of believers who fall in love with the Word of God, who live their life based on, this is a box of tissues, that's not a Bible, based on what the Word of God says about who we are, and we allow His Word to penetrate our hearts and transform us. Not just what we see here on Sunday mornings, but when we go out from Monday to Saturday, we are going to be a people and a body of believers who are living by His Spirit, transformed by His Word, because we've fallen in love with His Word. And I already mentioned it, but we're going to be a people. Our vision is to be a church that is led by the Holy Spirit, even after we leave these four walls. So the four of us, the six of us, with Pastor Carl and Jackie, are committed to radically following and seeking Jesus and inviting others into this journey. And as I was praying about the vision, like the specific vision, like aesthetically the vision, what is the expression of Full Circle Church, I go back to a word that the Lord gave me a couple months ago about a house versus a home. And so I'll close with this. I looked up some definitions of a house versus a home. A house, the definition of a house, is a building for human habitation, a building in which people meet for a particular activity. That is a house, where people meet for a particular activity. A home is a place of permanent residence, a place of belonging and flourishing. And so Full Circle Church will be more than a house.
It's going to be a home.
more than a house where we physically meet together for service, but it will be a home. Because it's going to be a place of safety, of belonging, of security, and again, of that transformation. And it's also going to be a home to the Holy Spirit. Full Circle Church is going to be a permanent residence for the Holy Spirit to dwell and reside here permanently. His glory, I believe, is going to cover us like a blanket. Like when you're at home and we're at home here and we're curled up on the couch and who knows what the actual, formation of everything is going to look like over the next couple years. But I believe this is going to be a place where when people come in, they feel blanketed by the Holy Spirit. They feel no matter where they are in their full circle journey, no matter what they're going through, this is a non-threatening atmosphere, a non-judgmental atmosphere, a place of belonging and security and safety where all are welcome and accepted right where they are.
Amen.
So the four walls make up a house, but a home is going to come through deep connection, cultivating relationships. It's going to come through following Jesus, an openness to his love. And I just see an open door policy again. Just like we would offer guests when they're coming into our own personal homes, that's what it's going to be like at Full Circle Church. This is home. This is family. And we're going to see the Spirit of the Lord come and rest here. And then what's going to happen is we're going to witness with our eyes signs and wonders and miracles. Because we're going to follow those that believe.
Awesome. Thank you. Wow, that's awesome.
Can I just say real quick? No, I just want to honor what Greatest Freedom Ministries has been for the past almost 18 years, coming up on 18 years. What God has given us and the visions that he's given us does not take away from the impact and what Greatest Freedom Ministries has been for this community and the people that have been a part of this church for the past 18 years. Greatest Freedom Ministries, the people that have been impacted through this ministry are way bigger than the people that you see in this room. Okay? Like, it has been impactful, but God is ready to just do a new thing. That's it. It's not taken away or saying what wasn't good, but he's just pouring out new wine.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Corey. Full circle moment since everyone shared one so far. This came to me looking at our oldest daughter who's up in the sound booth right now. Her name is Briley. We are looking at colleges for her to start to apply to in the fall. She'll be a rising senior in high school, but she'll start to apply to colleges in the fall. I literally cannot believe she turned 17 years old next week. But her first birthday party was on these grounds. This building wasn't even here yet.
Right.
It was under a big blue tent, actually at the top of the hill, same property. But I'm looking out, and a lot of you guys were actually there. I mean, it's so special. It's so crazy. I remember they went together and got our first red tricycle. So there's been a lot of full circle moments. And since that, Travis and I have added two additional girls here, Earthside. You see them running around with their cousin, Ivy Page, my good JJ's daughter. And then we have our fourth baby girl, our surprise baby, Blessing, on the way, and she'll come in November. So I love my planner and my calendar, and something that God has been working on my heart is to make the plan, but really commit it to him and ask him, like, is this of you or is this coming from me? Because sometimes, like, I can really get, like, obsessed with my planner, my calendar. I'm, like, super organized, almost to a fault. And And so I think it's important that, you know, he comes first, obviously, and he's directing our steps. And so that's what we've really tried to do when you've heard from all of their hearts that just because we've got this kind of outline and it seems pretty structured, that it's really coming from the Lord. And when this stuff just kind of lines up, we're here, you know, stomping our feet, thinking, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord. Can you believe how he has orchestrated this? Look, it just falls into the calendar perfectly. And we get all excited. So that is my job, is to share kind of what the next couple of months are going to look like. Of course, we're open to flexibility and fluidity as the Lord continues to speak. But this is what he's given us so far, and I want to give you guys a little snapshot of that. I'm the wrap up from what I understand, and then we're going to do something special as a body. So I know we've gone a little bit long, but just bear with me for a couple more minutes. Okay. We've got some handouts that are being printed. Unfortunately, they weren't able to get them completed by today. Hopefully, we'll have them by next week. Okay, yes, I'm getting one. Oh, apparently, or we can swing by Staples and pick them up. No, we'll have them for you maybe as early as Wednesday night. It's being shown on the screen right now. So we'll have a hard copy of this to give out because I'm giving out a lot of information. And I know it's kind of like drinking water from a fire hose right now. So just take in a little bit more and we'll wrap up. But let me start with the big picture first. So for the rest of August and September, we will actually begin to rotate pastors. So it's pretty exciting because as we walk through this transition, you'll start to hear from both Becca and JJ, as well as Travis on Sunday mornings. The great and exciting part is that we will still continue to hear some from Pastor Carl as well. He continues to preach a few more times during the remainder of this month and into September as well. And his season as lead pastor will officially end the last Sunday of September, which is September 25th. And we will do that with an honoring service. So just to kind of piggyback on what JJ said, we want to make sure that this transition is done right and that it's done well. And Carl and Jackie deserve an honoring service, and we are blessed to be able to do that for them. They don't know every little detail that's going to be part of that service, but it's going to be an awesome surprise in a way to really, they'll still be here, but we're releasing them into their ministry, which is the extended hands of God. So we say we're sending them out. They will still be physically here, but they'll be, we're sending them out to the pews to really do what God has called them to do fully, which we'll hear more about that. Okay, so I do want to also say that we're up here giving this big announcement. The four of us, so the Slides and the Lone families, we will not be here next week. So I did want to give everyone a heads up that we will not be here. That's been pre-planned for once a month. So you will hear from Carl next week. And then when we get back, we'll start the rotating process through August and September. September 11th, these are the dates that you don't want to miss. Highlight these, commit them to memory, write them down. Like I said, 9:25 is his honoring service, Pastor Carl. The last Sunday that he will actually preach for this year will be 9/11. So that will be his last preaching. So invite friends, invite family to those Sundays. Start inviting them now, but those Sundays are going to be really, really special for sure. And then what's exciting is October, we are going to start our monthly focuses for October, November, and December. And so you heard JJ, it's really been kind of sprinkled in through everyone speaking, but JJ did a great job kind of outlining our mission. But in October, our monthly focus that month will be to follow Jesus. And we will have our official launch, Full Circle Church launch date on October 2nd. And what I think is so cool is that Becca had shared with us the spiritual significance of the month of October. And I wanted to read what she had found, because this is one of those like foot stomping moments that we were like, wow, we didn't even know this. We couldn't even plan this. But October is a month of new beginnings, as it comes with a new fall season. But spiritually, October is not necessarily about starting something completely brand new, but even better, building a new layer on what you have already seen at work throughout all of the years. So that goes to, again, what JJ was saying. This is the perfect time of year to lay a new foundation and approach all of your dreams, hopes, and wishes with a fresh perspective. It was initially the eighth month of a 10-month year. October is from the Latin octo, meaning eight. The number eight is said to be a symbol of wealth, prosperity, peace, and fertility, or new birth. October is normally a very fruitful season, the time of year when farmers harvest their crops. So we are just amazed at God's timing again, and just continuing to plant and harvest on what's been sowed all those many years before us. So October 10-2, official launch, follow Jesus. November, our monthly focus will be cultivate relationships. So every Sunday we'll be hearing messages on cultivating relationships. And then December, it'll be change the world. That'll be our monthly focus. And so every Sunday we'll hear messages on change the world. And then, of course, just like JJ's mentioned earlier, we'll end the month with our Christmas Eve evening service, beautiful candlelight service this year, on Jesus' birth that ultimately changed the world. And we're just so thankful for this beautiful timing. Okay, so that's kind of a snapshot of the year, the rest of the year as a whole, so everyone can kind of know what to expect. All of this will be communicated each Sunday going forward to remind everyone of the dates coming up. I want to come back real quick and just focus on the immediate now that I've given the big picture. Once we have these handouts available, feel free to take plenty. That way you can share with your friends and family as you feel led. I want to point out that on there are a couple things coming up in September that are really important for the current body. So alternating Sunday evenings in September for prayer and connect meetings. So as you see, the prayer meetings will be on 9-4 and 9-18 at 6:30 p.m. Sunday evenings right here in the sanctuary. We invite you to come along with us and pray our time with the Lord as He continues to speak to all of us, and it'll just be a very unifying time. And then on 9/11 and 9/24, again, 6:30 p.m. right here in the sanctuary, we invite you to come and connect with us and with others, ask questions, spend time in fellowship. We'll be going deeper on things like the logo and, you know, some of the logistical things, but also just a time to build relationships and really connect. So please plan to attend those Sunday evenings in September, because it's not just us that's transitioning. We want to transition together as a whole, as a unified body. And we want to bring you all along with us. And so, like it's been said several times, we're better together. It's not us, and it's not you, it's all of us. And that's one of the reasons that we're like sitting down, because we want it to feel like we're just here. I know we're doing most of the talking, all of the talking today, but we really want it to feel like that living room setting, like they said. So please come. And then of course the launch date for Full Circle Church will be on 10-2. Last thing I'll say about the dates is that Pastor Carl will be continuing, this is very exciting, his Bible study that he leads under the Extended Hands of God ministry on Wednesday nights right here, and that's at 6:30 as well, correct? Yes. We try to keep all the times consistent. So 6:30 on Wednesday, please continue to come out Wednesday night for a time of Bible study, digging deep in the Word, fellowship, etc. that will still be continued to be led by Pastor Carl. So we're very excited to have that continue. I think that's it. Just mark your calendars, plan to join us. We look forward to following Jesus, cultivating relationships, and changing the world together as a unified body. So I'll pass it back to Pastor Carl and Jack.
Thank you, Corey. That was awesome. And there's another thing that was born in October. That's when I was born again. On October 12, 1997, the Lord came to the bed of my home and delivered me from my addiction and called me into ministry. And as your pastor and as your father of the son, spiritual father, I'm truly honored by what's taking place. I'm not doing what's taking place here because I have to. I'm doing it because God said to, and I'm submitting to God's will. Amen. And God has a plan and a purpose for everyone's life. Amen. But I'm really honored that my sons and my daughters are following the footsteps and continuing the ministry. But what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, it's important for us to come together in unity. You know, sometimes when things don't happen when the way we thought they should have happened or might have happened, there's a tendency for the adversary to sow discord. Amen. And right now, I just want to bind this spirit of discord.
Amen.
The Word of God says in Psalms 33, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity."
Yes.
There's something about us doing something together that goes outside of what the world is like. You can grab teams and you do things in this world, but there's nothing like being connected by Christ Jesus with one another. God wants everyone to know how valuable and how important you are, that you meant so much to Him that He gave you them.
Amen.
Wait. That's how important you are.
Yes.
That's how much value you have.
Yes.
Sometimes the enemy wants to make you look in a different way than it truly is. And the Lord said to me, I was praying in the park yesterday. Everybody know I always pray at the park.
Amen.
And the Lord took me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And He spoke to me, and He's been speaking to me about the union of communion. And what we want to do is we want to come in unity in communion today. Together as a family.
Yes.
As a body.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 16, "The cup of the blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread, one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread." And the Lord wants us to understand that there's one blood, the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And the Bible says that we're one body. That we're one bread. But the Word of God didn't stop there. We're also one breed.
Yes, we are.
In Galatians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul said, "There's neither Jew nor Greek, nor bond nor free, nor male or female. Because we're all one in Christ Jesus."
Amen.
Amen. So there's nothing more than as we take and partake of this communion today, we're coming together as one in Christ. So I'm going to ask you to come and join us for communion around the altar.